This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. Hello. It's great to have you on. Here's what's inside today's show. A touching tribute to the bass guitar maestro Joseph Makwela, who died August 1st, including comments by the legendary singer Yvonne Chaka Chaka. Drop the Needle with Zimbabwean hip-hop artist Neville Sikaoke, and a short but sweet playlist of great new and classic songs from Ghana, Tunisia, South Africa, and Tanzania. Now, the main event today is Telem Uncommon Sounds. This four-piece band from Freetown, Sierra Leone, performed a live concert before a studio audience here at the Voice of America in Washington on August 14th. Each musician leads their own song, all of them unique and wonderful, and we'll listen to all of that on the back half of the hour. So that's the show. Now, you just sit back, relax, and enjoy. Starting out in Tamale, Northern Ghana, here's Swale by young singer Fadlan and featuring Sharifa Gunu. Swale is talking about staying alert, knowing what is going on when you're living in Tamale. That was Swale by Fadlan and Sharifa Gunu out of Ghana. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell. We're at the top of Music Time in Africa. We're going to listen now to a song from Tunisia. I've played it once before on the show, but it's just so great. It's by singer Balti. The song is called Dimameshi. And the song's video, which was released in June of this year, has already achieved over 12 million views. Now, I asked my colleague, Usama Farag, who is Egyptian and understands what he's saying, to translate. And here's his summary. He says, Balti wrote the lyrics, shedding light on what the meaning of life is all about, saying, in the world full of lights, I didn't like to wake up drunk. We saw those who talk about chastity, and they're the ones who spread vice. I am Adam, and you are Eve. Let's leave it up to God to guide us.
الدنيا توترت السكرة ومحبتنا صحام الثملة مشتت كل مرة فكرة وبينات كلها ملا هملا محلاها الدنيا كتنفنا ومرة نفلم على جملة حبش تعمل بيا ما نتف أنا كسرر والنملة قولو لولو قولا للا دي ما ماشي ودي ما للا لا عبوسة ولا عطلة انتو ما لعملتو زعلة ويا دادا ويا دادي انحبنا فرحة كيف ندادي دي مدودة ودي ما ندادي اعطوني
حلوة أنا آدم يا بنادم التوى ما فهمت أني حوا مرة نحبك مرة لا لا يقوي سعادك توا توا باش نرضيها شقل لا وراسي وجعني بالتوا قولوا لولو ولا لا لا ديما ماشي وديما لا 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 عبوسة ولا عطلة انتو ما لعملتو زعلة ويا دادا هيا دادي نحب نفرح كيف ندادي ديما دودا وديما ندادي اعطوني زادي وزوادي وانا اللي قلبي في حالة وراسي في حالة حليلة حبوا يجروني بالبالة ويبيعوني شي لابيلة قتلوني بالقلة والقالة يحبوا علخنا نواقيلة عطيتو صحي نهز شقالة تعطوني لك عرابيلة قولوا لولو ولا لالا ديما ماشي وديما لالا لا عبوسة ولا عطلة انتو ما لعملتو زعلة ويا دادا ايا دادي نحب نفرح كيف ندادي ديما دودا وديما ندادي اعطوني زادي وزوادي ماشي وديما لالا لا عبوسة ولا عطلة انتو ما لعملتو زعلة ويا دادا ايا دادي نحب نفرح كيف ندادي ديما دودا وديما ندادي اعطوني زادي وزوادي
شعب شريقي بيجي بوذ يوبا عو عو لقاس لما وذو ان شاء الله ما عندك سو قالوا فما كان الخير قلت لهم تو تو قلت لهم هاو دو يو دو قالوا لي هاو هاو والكلها فر فر بلادي ترفر وانا جيب الواد الواد دايرها بر بر وعرضوا لي برش كلاب قلت لهم شر شر قالوا علينا بر بر تي هات البر بر وجايبينها نوبلاء معاهم النوبلاء بلادي برش عملاء في بحرهم العملاء هاني نعيش كالرحلة معاهم الرحلة يا زميل يا زمن ما نولي وش زملاء
قولوا لولو ولا لالا ديما ماشي وديما لالا لا عبوسة ولا عطلة انتو ما لعملتو زعلة ويا دادا هيا دادي نحب نفرح كيف ندادي ديما دودا وديما ندادي اعطوني زادي وزوادي
Yo, yo, hello people. This is your lady Sharifa Gunu, and you are listening to Heather Maxwell. Music time in Africa, VOA.
Yeah, all right. So now we're going to meet up with Mpochi Kudo out of South Africa to listen to a tribute that he has made to Joseph Makwela, who passed away on August 1st. Followed by a classic Mbakanga song by the Mahotela Queens from 1973, where he plays bass.
Hello, music time in Africa. It's with great sadness that we reflect upon Mbakanga bassist Joseph Makwela, the founding father of Mbakanga. His legacy is tremendous. He was a genius, inventive, a pioneer, if you will. Makwela, no surprise here, was described by Rolling Stone magazine as the father of South African bass. A lot of people agree. Singer and humanitarian Yvonne Chaka Chaka is in agreement. She paid her respects.
Well, learning about Joseph Makwela's passing was quite shocking because, you know, we were with him in February when the Princess of Africa Foundation honored him with the Backing Vocalist and Session Musicians Awards. So it was quite shocking to learn that he has passed on. But on the other hand, I just said, I'm very happy that we gave him his flowers when he could smell them and he could still touch his flowers and enjoy them. He's done his best and he was just one of a kind.
Joe, as people in the township called him, was a founding member of the Makhona Tsohle Band, the backing ensemble of Mahlathini and Mahotela Queens, as well as Western Ngosi. As it happens, he was the first black South African to play an electric bass. In July 2020, Rolling Stone magazine ranked him among the 50 greatest bass players of all time. Makwela died peacefully at his home in Soweto on Tuesday, August 1st.
Baba Makwela's legacy will live for a very long time. You know, that distinct sound of Mahotela Queens, Mahlathini, and Makhona Tsohle Band. I mean, he's just one of a kind, so talented, yet selfless, and he was a gift to the world. He was a gift to us South Africans. He inspired young people. He inspired so many people. So he's really left a lasting legacy. And I'm happy to have worked with him, known him, experienced his talent, and learned a lot from him. He was just a maestro, a great, great maestro. I think wherever they are now with Western Ngosi, Mahlathini, and all the other queens, are really having fun wherever they are. But to us South Africans, we were very lucky to have this giant being a South African, and the world knew about his music. And that's the legacy that he left.
They say in Sipedi, Rabalaka Khoza Tlo, may his soul rest in peace. From me, Mpochikudo, it's back to Heather Maxwell.
All right, and thanks, Mpo. Hello, everyone. Now we're going to listen to a song from 1973 by the Mahotela Queens, Mkulo Kawupeli, featuring the great late Joseph Makwela.
Double on. umculo kawupheli
kawupheli
sibuyile thina sishonjalo
kawupheli
sishonjalo sithi kawupheli
kawupheli
Yeah, all right. That was the Mahutela Queens from 1973. On the bass was the late Joseph Makwela. May he rest in peace. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell. You're inside Music Time in Africa. Coming up, we are going to get with Neville Sigauke in Durban, South Africa, to play Drop the Needle. And after that, we have the back half of the hour of that live concert that we had here in the studio earlier this month with the Sierra Leonean band Telem Uncommon Sounds. That is great. You're going to love that. But before we get to all of this good stuff, I have an announcement, an opportunity. One Beat is currently accepting applications for 2024. Now, what is One Beat, you ask? One Beat is a music exchange and an incubator for music-based social entrepreneurship where, and now I'm reading from the website, where innovative musicians from around the world launch collaborative projects designed to make a positive impact on local and global communities. Now, this is an initiative of the United States Department's Bureau of Education and Cultural Affairs in collaboration with a New York-based organization called Bang on a Can's Found Sound Nation. Now, who's eligible? Okay, if you're between 19 and 35 years of age, number one, you're eligible. But there's one more thing. You need to come from one of these countries. There are many other musicians coming from other countries in the world, but in Africa, you need to be from Algeria, Democratic Republic of Congo, Egypt, Ghana, Kenya, Mauritania, Morocco, Niger, Nigeria, Senegal, or South Africa. If you're any of those, plus between 19 and 35, you're qualified. The deadline is September 15th by 11:59 p.m. EDT, and here's where to go to register. onebeat.org/apply. One Beat is spelled the number one and then beat, B-E-A-T, .org/apply. One more time, onebeat.org/apply. And good luck. Now we move to Drop the Needle. Hello, Neville. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Heather. How are you?
I'm fine. Well, it's time to quiz you on your music listening skills. Are you ready? You listen to show 445, the hip-hop show. We just broadcast that last Sunday. You listen to it. I'm going to play three examples, and you're going to tell me who the artist is and where they're from or the song title.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's go.
All right.
Ni oju eleba they know my story from old dogs to do I be hustling to walk daily.
Okay, that's Wizkid.
Yeah.
Jeleba from Nigeria. Yes, I love that song.
Do you?
Yes. I love that
I do
song.
Too.
I love the production mm-hmm. and the message too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good job. Here's number two.
And we hate po-po when they kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. Right, nigga, we gon' be alright.
Yes, that has to be Kendrick Lamar, alright, from United States of America.
Yeah, you got it.
Yes, from the that's one of my favorite albums, To Pimp a Butterfly. Love that.
Yeah, it's deep, isn't it?
Yes, very deep.
All right, two for two. Let's go for three for three.
Remember, you know what travel out. The name is Greg Wood and Hassel. If you find a way, Jason Walla. I'll be back again for me coming. I swear on my life. I can't wait to be back. I know you miss me. I know.
Okay, that's Black Sheriff from Ghana, and the title of the song is Kwaku the Traveler.
Yes! Neville Sigauke, 3 out of 3. You championed that. Wow. I guess it doesn't hurt that you are a hip-hop artist yourself.
Yes, it doesn't. I love hip-hop.
Yes.
I really love hip-hop.
Neville Sigaoke, thank you so much for playing Drop the Needle. You nailed it. I'm so proud. You made me happy. And as always, it was great to talk to you.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Hi, this is Somi, and you're listening to Voice of America's Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right, yeah. I hope you enjoyed Drop the Needle. Now, we're going to this song called Nani. It's a brand new single out of Tanzania by Abigail Chams and Mariu. After that, get ready for Telem on Common Sounds, live in studio at VOA.
Sini waze Namtaka moja Simtaki mwingine Msini waze Analia, analia, analiaga Hakini, nunia, napaka waga Analia, analia, analiaga Hakini, susia, nachacha
That was Abigail Chams and Mariu from Tanzania with Nani. Now, it's time for Telem, Uncommon Sounds, live at VOA, recorded August 14th, 2023.
Telem.
Hello, hello, everyone. So we are Telem Uncommon Sounds. We are a platform for original music in Sierra Leone, and we hope you enjoy this session.
Hello, everybody. I'm Solos Beat, and I'm here to perform a song titled Rule Like a King in an instrumental way. Enjoy.
That was beautiful, Solo.
Thank you.
Now, I've met you before on my show, but you were in Sierra Leone, so it's nice to meet you in person.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, so the song is great. Rule Like a King. What inspired you to write that song?
I was on a trip to the provinces with my friends, and then I was seeing the mountains, the valleys, and the trees and all, and then I started making the beats.
Yeah.
And that's how I got the concept.
Uh-huh. And you felt like a king at that moment?
Yeah, I felt like everybody should be a king in his own field.
I see.
Yeah.
I'm curious about the tube.
The tube? Oh, yeah. This is the talk box. So you connect, this is the machine.
Okay.
And then the jack plug in here and in whatever keyboard you're using. Mm-hmm. Then you speak to the... To the
Focusrite?
And that's it. You know, I want you to be...
I'm doing fine. Okay, thank you.
That's the concept.
Cool.
Our next song is called Idleness. I am Iyabode, so please enjoy my song.
So, Yabode.
Thank you so much.
And
thank
the name, Yabode, is there a meaning behind that?
Well, yes, it has a Yoruba background. So I am Creole, and so we usually have a Yoruba background. Mm-hmm. So the name Iyabode means in Creole, Mama come back. And in English, it translates to my mother came back. So it's something like almost like reincarnation or something. Like at the time, my grandmother had died, and then I was born shortly after. So my father named me that, Iyabode. Like my mother came back.
That's nice. So was your grandmother a singer?
I'm not sure, but my father was. He used to perform back in Russia with my uncle. I have another uncle that sings, and my grandmother on my mother's side also sings. So
it is in the family.
Yes, we have a couple more people, but we'll go on forever if I keep.
Oh, I see. A quick question about the song "Idleness." Mm-hmm. The chorus, I couldn't quite capture what you all were singing. What were you saying in the chorus line?
So I believe that was not on me, not on me, not on me, not on me.
Not so me?
So not so means like not me. I'm trying to say to this person, not me, I'm not idle. Please don't bring your nonsense or your idleness to me.
To me.
Yes.
All right.
So I'm saying not me. I reject that.
Not so me.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, everybody. My name is Kate Krontiris, and this next song that we're going to sing is a song that I wrote about ghost trees, which are trees that have no chlorophyll, so they should be dead, but they're alive because the forest around them sends them sugars through the root system. And I saw a lot of parallels with our human societies. So enjoy this next song, Ghost Trees.
Kate, Ghost Tree, that lyric is just very haunting, and it's just amazing. Have you been a lyricist for a long time?
I would say I've started writing songs within the last 4 years, and often the sort of source of my songs is something that's happening in my life, and I'm sort of channel it into a song in a different way. So that song is sort of a reflection on all of the people in our communities and in our societies who play facilitative roles that are of service to others around, and thus the whole society kind of benefits. Mm-hmm. And so that's been something I've been thinking about quite a lot recently. So I wrote a song about it.
It's really beautiful. Thank you. How long have you lived in Sierra Leone? Because you all formed in Sierra Leone, right?
Yes.
How long have you been there?
I moved there about 5 years ago with my husband and our family. My husband is from Sierra Leone. Mm-hmm. And we moved back when he took a position of service.
Okay. So that's why. Do you speak Creole?
Small.
Another question. The horn line in that is just amazing. It sounds very traditional. Is it traditional?
You know, it may be. I've started learning how to produce my own music recently. Mm-hmm. And so this is actually like one of the first songs that I started trying things out with. And I love brass instruments and I don't play them. So if you have it in your computer, you know, you kind of start using it. Mm-hmm. But I think that all of my music more recently has definitely been influenced by and informed by the music I hear in Sierra Leone. Mm-hmm. And we've collaborated a lot together, our whole group. So mm-hmm. in some way, my music is a product of all of our collaborations mm-hmm. together.
So did you sing that horn line and then just say, hey, solo, can you just play that?
No, so I picked it out on the piano first. I play the piano. Okay. And then in a digital audio workspace, you can basically play a piano, but select for it to be a horn.
Right.
So I did that and I liked how it sounded.
Very cool. Yeah. Love Ghost Tree.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hello, guys. I'm Harold, and the song I'll be doing is called Why. It begs the question why we do the things we do to each other, and it's a form of a prayer. Thank you.
Sister, glow, I want for sea. Money, they flow, I want for sea.
foresee. Me brother go, I want foresee. Me sister go, I want foresee. Money they flow, I want foresee. Me neighbor go, I want foresee. Me brother go, I want foresee. Me sister go, I want foresee.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Yeah. The song, Why? So why does it affect you, this question about how people treat each other?
So I got this song during our last songwriting retreat. So we normally have these times where we go away from the city into a nice quiet place and just write songs for days. And I was seated by the beach. So by the way, Sierra Leone has a lot of beaches.
I've seen one or two.
Yeah. So I was seated there with my guitar, quite close to the water. Uh-huh. And I was just envisioning how ships used to come and go, taking people and everything. And I realized that happened because people sold their brothers and everything. Greed. And so the question came to my mind, like, why do we do the things we do? Why do you have to hit or kill your brother? Mm. Whatsoever animosity that you put out there, what's the reason? And the other part of the song say, it's sung in Creole. I want to see my brother grow. I want to see my sister glow. And that's the other part. And it says, I want to see money, like everyone should be happy and have money. And I want to see my neighbor grow. So, mm-hmm. Yes, it's a form of a prayer and self-reflection.
Mm-hmm. As we're speaking, I'm noticing your guitar strap is really ornate and engraved beautifully. Is that something that you had done handmade?
Yes.
In Sierra Leone?
No, I had it. Had this handmade in Ghana.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Yes. Yeah. One more thing. I heard that you are going to Berklee College of Music next year.
What you heard is true.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
For bass guitar?
For this. This is my principal.
Electric. Lead guitar.
Yes.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay.
And it's this fall. It's in like a week or two.
So you're staying. You're not even going home.
Yeah, I'm staying in
Boston.
Here.
Yeah. Welcome to the U.S.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Our final song is called Saturday. So this song is about how special Saturdays are back in Sierra Leone. And it is also a metaphor for a special person. And just to say, you are special as a Saturday, or you are my Saturday. So please enjoy.
All right. And that was Telem Uncommon Sounds live at VOA. And with that, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me. And also a special thanks to my guests today, Mpochi Kudo, for that report on Joseph Makwela, to Neville Sigelke for his excellent game at Drop the Needle, and of course to Telem Uncommon Sounds of Sierra Leone. There is Solomon Fatima, solos beat on keyboard, vocals live production, Harold Nat Johnson Fretwalker on lead guitar, Rosaline Johnson, Iabode, vocalist, and Kate Krontiris, also vocalist. Next week, we'll listen to another live session, this time from our New York bureau that features traditional Nigerian highlife music by Okwi Osadebe, plus Neville Sigaoke's latest work out of Zimbabwe, and more. We broadcast live on shortwave and local FM stations Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and online at voaafrica.com. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.